Way to go, Michael. It's 11:43. We're counting it down. We got about 17 minutes left of 98.7 KISS FM. Welcome back to the Week in Review, the last broadcast for 98.7 KISS FM. As a matter of fact, our good buddy Stephen A. Smith from ESPN Radio will be taking over at midnight, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, he will.
No one cares.
Wow.
That's my man.
Not
I love him. I love him anyway.
We had him on the open line.
There's
the
nothing he can do about it. Yeah,
that's right.
There you go. We got a lot of guests on the live line. We're going to hit these folks real quick. We've got Tony Q, one of our former program directors on the live line. Tony Q.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Just fine, my brother. You went through all the weekend reviews back in the day. You probably said to yourself, I got to take that show off the air. No,
never. You know, I was listening to Fred. I've been listening to you, and I know I got to make this short. But I'm kind of mad right now for several reasons. One, I think we have to bring regulation back into radio. And KISS FM became a casualty of conglomerate radio. And the KISS FM that's going off the air isn't the KISS FM that we created and made number one. And really, the threesome of us were the part of that. I mean, Fred was my assistant program director, night rocker. You know, you guys are the survivors of the originals. And somehow I feel kind of disappointed that I didn't get the opportunity to come back and fix it. And being an urban contemporary radio station that it once was music of the city. And with deregulation, it kind of segregated the music and took away the reflection of the city. And it's a shame. I think everybody's got a right to own a radio station. And with deregulation and the way the stocks and all that, it's a sad day, and KISS FM did not have to be a casualty. If deregulation never happened, KISS FM would still be on the air and going strong. Yeah. And it's sad. And I miss 98.7. I miss what it stood for. A lot of hard work. We had a lot of great talent. And we were the number one station in America. And that we can't forget.
That's right. Several times, as a matter of fact. And one time with you, my brother. No doubt
that's
about
right.
it.
Up.
Well, Tony
and
Q.
And I'll miss you guys, and you'll always be in my heart, and we'll be around because it's a small world and a big business.
Hey.
And I'm coming to Delaware from one of those airships on the week.
I'm about to throw my hat in the ring, brother. If I can't land something, I'm going to call you up right now.
Wow. You got it.
Love you, Tony. Thanks for everything, man.
Yeah, bye, brother. Bye, baby.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye.
Tony Q.
We got Norman on
Tony Quarterone. Yeah, Norman Seabrook. Very quickly, Norman Seabrook from Cobra, the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Go ahead, Norman.
Hey, Norm, what's happening? How you doing?
Norman's on line 12.
Okay. Oh, there you go, the wrong line. There
you
go.
Brothers. I just want to say real quick, you know, it's like, first of all, it's like sitting up until New Year's come at midnight.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But, you know, the bottom line to it is that the Correction Officers Benevolent Association has done tremendous amount of money in advertising on KISS FM and on other radio stations throughout the city to keep our names out there. So have the UFT with Mike Mulgrew. So has the TWU with John Samuelson. So has DC37 with Lillian Roberts. You talked about snowstorms. You talked about charter schools. You talked about elected officials running for different political offices, where all of these other stations don't give us those avenues. All of these other newspapers don't give us that ink. So I understand that the entire organization can't go over to WBLS, but those people that I just named, along with others that put up money for advertisement and things like that, we need to make sure that WBLS understands that the open line and the weekend review, we're asking for one day, comes to the table. Because if they don't come to the table, then the people that are listening that continuously call and say, well, I feel sorry for you, we need to show them how sorry we are that you're leaving by not turning on WBLS tomorrow and let them see that their numbers didn't move. If their numbers don't move, then they got to sit us at the table and say, well, why aren't my numbers moving? Why isn't Norman Seabrook and the Correction Officers Union spending $100,000 a year to advertise with our station? Why isn't DC 37 putting up another 100? Why isn't TW putting up another 100? That's a half a million to $1 million just gone, just like that. So I'm in your corner. I mean, for team, and the third answer was at my granddaughter's funeral. This is personal, you understand? Mm-hmm. And we're going to do what it is that we have to do to make sure that the voice continues to be heard on Sunday mornings.
Thank you, Norman.
Thank you very much, Norman. Really appreciate it. We got another guest on the live line with that comedian, Kevin. Kevin, very quickly, brother, come on, say a couple of words, and we got to go to Shayla. Shayla's next.
Yeah, well.
Very quickly, my brother.
Everybody's saying they want to make this real quick. Well, I'm going to make this real long.
Oh, that's good. You're going to get cut off, too. You're counting it down 11 minutes. Go ahead.
I gotta say this to the distinguished men in the room. For the only reason why I called to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I want everybody to know this and stamp it in history. I love you, Bob Slade.
My brother, thank you.
No,
appreciate
that's
that.
Real question. Yes, everybody sir. Don't know this. Bob Slade gave me my start in radio. He's been my many radio mentor and a friend. And I thank you for being there with you, Isaac Case, and Tripp, Crazy Mike Shannon, and to your disciples, I love Fatim, Peter Noel, Cutman, The Wicked Picket, and Entune.
All right.
And I thank y'all so much. And I just want people to know that Bob Slade, sir, you are a beautiful man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I really mean that.
Well, thank you kindly.
Yes. Godfather.
No, and I mean that. And that's right. No joke.
All right.
I love you, sir.
I love you, too, and nothing you can do about it.
10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
ten minutes away.
Thank you, Kevin. By the way, before we go to Shayla, one last thing. DJ Cool Clyde came down here very quickly. I know our condolences to you. You lost your pops.
Sorry to hear that.
And you want to say a couple of words before we get ready to roll out? Go ahead, brother. Let me stand over there. Yankee clothes on. Come on.
First of all, I want to thank you. I learned so much from you, man. So much from all of you guys. From being up here with you, Jeff Fox, Shayla, Cutman, Peter Noel, Fatim Muhammad. He brought me over to the Reverend Al Sharpton show. You know, I've been producing Open Line with you guys. I learned so much with Andrew Veras. I mean, just so many. Robin. I'm like tearing right now because this means so much to me, man. You taught the black community so much, man. And I bring this back home to my television show, Bronx Net in the Bronx, man. So I'm going to miss all you guys, man. You know, and I know that you're not going nowhere. I know eventually, somewhere down the line, you're going to have your avenue to give back to the black community, man. And I'm going to miss this. 98.7 KISS, WRKS-FM, New York. The first DJ to scratch on wax worldwide. You dig?
All right, we got right.
That. 9 minutes left.
All right,
guys.
Shayla.
You know, we needed some estrogen all up in this farewell. Yeah. You know that, right? A little bit more estrogen. But Bob Slade, I want to once again reiterate what everyone has said. You have been, every relative I can think of to me. You've been a father in radio. You've been a godfather. You've been a stalker. We know that.
Indeed, Shayla.
But, you know, I want to thank you because from day one, you have embraced me, and I think we have a lot in common, being that we were from Harlem, and I think, you know, coming up and wanting to be in radio, and for me, listening to KISS and seeing Chuck Leonard and hearing Mary Thomas and just wondering if I would ever make it, and finally to be surrounded by these legends, the ones before me, and still we've got some in here that may come after me. I want to say thank you. Thank you, New York. Thank you for the music, the memories, and I'm hoping that will leave an indelible mark on your heart where it will bond us, regardless of this frequency, it will bond us forever. Bob, I know that we are bonded, honey. Miss Slade already knows about me.
8 minutes.
Yes. 8 minutes and counting. By that was your sisterly kiss, by the
way. That was my sisterly kiss.
Yes. By the way, you can hear Shayla as the midday personality on WBLS starting tomorrow.
Yes.
And she'll be following Steve Harvey. And after that, of course, our boy Jeff Fox and then Lenny Green.
Right.
All right. You got
with the Quiet Storm.
Exactly. We got Cutman, final words from you very quickly. Go ahead.
There's not too much to say. It's been a good ride. Let's hope we find another horse.
And there you go. Peter Snowell, go ahead. I call you not Noel, but Snowell. Every time you talk, the snow comes.
I actually wrote a manifesto, but I'm not going to deliver it tonight.
That's another rant, huh?
For Cutters to my left, you know, I enjoyed, in the early aspects of the show, I enjoyed attacking Cut when he raised other issues. I think and we kept this thing going. There's a love affair between Cut and I, and we did what we had to do, you know, to make some noise out here. And we have a large West Indian Caribbean community out there that listen to us religiously. And, you know, I want to thank them for coming in. I also want to thank here to my right here, Brother Pickett, who has been not just a friend, a lawyer, a loyal brother. And I want to just go quickly again to James M. Toomey, who brought me on the show. And stole me away from.
I'm the one that hired.
All right, yeah, brother. I'm gonna come to you. Stole me away from the villain voice.
And, it was too much credit.
And last but not least, Sheila, you mentioned a father. Indeed, he is a father figure. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's the best journalist around, but I am. I taught him some journalism when I got here.
That's right.
But let me tell you something to you. He is quick. He is the only person who could do a show, start the show in the middle. And then you know exactly where you're going. I learned a lot about radio from Bob Slade. I can do this in my sleep now. I don't know what I'm saying, but I can do it in my sleep. So Bob Slade, Bob Pickett, you know, Cutman, you know, Nither, you know, who actually came and she was a very young girl and didn't know anything about radio.
Now she learned a whole lot.
Fatima Muhammad.
Wait a minute. This is now the naughty librarian.
Right. Yes. That's my one of many nicknames you've given me.
I'm Brother Monk. And my good friend Robin, who's actually my wife, you know, Andrew Verse, Paul, who made a significant contribution, you know, to us, and he couldn't make it this time. Brother Monk. You know, and my good friend Bobby Childs, who on sports. I wanted to fight with him tonight. I guess couldn't do it. Brother Big C, you know, and my good friend again, Bugsy. I want to whip him so much, but he doesn't. Every time I try to invite him to come in, he would leave.
All right.
He knows what's happening. But brother, thank you very much for the good run. I know you're going to see me and hear me again on somewhere.
Okay, you know it. Yeah, go ahead, Pickett. What do you got?
Well, just real quick, I had the honor to be on two great shows. And the brother that's the glue for both shows is Bob Slade. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
And it's been an honor to work with you and to be your colleague on Soul Beginnings and the Legend series. And I will always treasure and honor being able to say that I worked with the great legend himself, Mr. Bob Slade. But let me just say this about these brothers. Let me say this about these brothers. Peter, I love your brilliance and your fearlessness to argue things that sometimes you should not argue. And Cut, you are without question brilliant and on the issues. And I've loved working with you, my brother, and hopefully we can continue to work together.
Likewise, Bob. I'm going to miss all you people.
No doubt about it. And more importantly, we love all of you out there who allowed us to come into your homes, your living rooms, your cars, every week to argue, to discuss issues that were important of the day. Thank you very much.
Now, once again, Pickett, you didn't watch the clock. All right, I got 4 minutes.
Leave my lawyer alone.
Shout to the Bronx.
By the way, remember, Peter took up the clock now.
No, he's ranting. Let me just say this very quickly as we get ready to lock it out. There are a lot of stuff that, a lot of things that we still haven't finished, that we have a lot of unfinished business that I've mentioned before. We got the Central Park jogger situation. That's going on. The charter schools, back to the black violence. We haven't finished those assignments. We have a lot of unfinished business, but as we say, everything comes to a finish here, but hopefully we'll pick it up and do it at another location.
There you go.
I want to thank you all very much. Thank the listeners for being with us.
Word.
We're going to close out with this song. And we thank you all for all your support to 98.7 KISS FM for 30 years.
Yes, sir.
We love you. Goodbye, everybody.
And there's nothing you can
do. This whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
starts.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello.
Now, it's one giant evolutionary step.
I don't think there's any other market quite like New York when it comes to sports fandom. The passion, the excitement, the enthusiasm. Hey, it's Golic. Now that's what I'm talking about. We wanted to reach more people. Now we can.
ESPN everywhere.
The best part about New York sports fans, they're honest. They're going to boo you if they don't like you. They're authentic. They're up front.
I grew up in the Bronx. I am a New Yorker. I know the pulse of this city.
Jimmy, nice to have you guys on the FM dial. It's a real good move by you guys. I can't say enough.
The all-new ESPN New York, 98.7 FM. Now, here's Stephen A. Smith on the all-new ESPN New York, 98.7 FM.
You heard him. You heard him. Welcome to the all-new ESPN New York, 98.7 FM. It is your boy, Stephen A. Smith, and I can't even tell you how proud I am to be on the airwaves this night. I'm not usually one that wants to work midnight. That's not usually me. I'm usually at a game or something like that, but tonight I could not miss it. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be the first voice right here at the new home for ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't be more focused and dedicated to bring you the best sports talk we can possibly bring you. It is something I can promise you on behalf of the ESPN family you can always look forward to. To my friends at 98.7 KISS FM, now collaborating with WBLS, the great Bob Slade, Jeff Fox. So many of you guys have interviewed me over the years. I'm quite sure I'll still be hearing you guys, if not at BLS, somewhere. My heartfelt thanks to you for the 30 years of service that station has given the city of New York. Love y'all dearly. Grew up listening to y'all. But now we are here tonight as ESPN Radio, the new home for ESPN New York, 98.7. And there's a lot of stuff to get into. Number one would be the New York Knicks.